are late. Yeah. Okay. We're up to the fourth parak. Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. HaKoveish. Now we're talking about, let's just reestablish the rule, just because in case you forgot it. And you'll see this in the footnote on page, let me just tell you where it is, 16a. In page 16a, you'll see in the footnote the way it's described, much much greater detail. But just to refresh our minds, min ha-Torah, the only way something becomes kavua is if it's raya p'nei abayis. If it's nigmar malakto outside and it wasn't raya p'nei abayis, Chazal allowed you to eat it derech harai, not derech keva. And that's an issa drabbanan. However, they also said that there were six things that if you did them, without being raya p'nei abayis, would be kaveya those things, and would disallow you to eat it even derech arai. Okay, on 16a we have the Mishnah that talks about someone who takes truma. So that was one of them. So if you took truma, it would create a kvias. You could no longer eat it derech arai after you take the truma. Amish is going to add some more categories to that group. So Shabbos, truma, mekach, we had those already. Now we're going to talk about another one. Hakayvesh, someone who pickles. Ha-shomek, he undercooks. Ha-maleach, he salts it. Salting here means salting. The Mepharshim explained that we're talking about salting until it gets to the din in Yoredeya. There's a din of maleach keroseach. Mm-hmm. So it's not just plain putting a little sprinkle of salt on there. We're talking about major salting here. So that's a category, that's really a subcategory of cooking, actually. All these, actually, are subcategories. Pickling is kavish kama bushel, right? And sholeik is cooking, but it's undercooked. Still, it's enough. Basona in the field, chayiv yichayiv, it means you have to take, it becomes tevel, and you can no longer eat it.
It's undercooked, but edible.
I imagine it's edible. Hamachamer ba'adama potter, if you bury produce in the ground, it's exempt. They used to bury unripe produce in the ground because the ground would generate some heat and it would finish up the ripening process. So that's not considered nigmar malakto. Hamatal basada potter, if you just dip your food in, it could be brine or it could be salt, whatever it is. That's again not enough to be considered. That's not like salting. If you crush the olives to get rid of the bitterness, he says there's this white substance inside the, in footnote 7, he says crushing olives discharge a milky substance, which is the cause of the bitter taste of the olive, and squeezing it will make it a little easier to eat, I guess. So that's, of course, potter. That's not considered nigmar malakto. Sochet zeis mavasara potter, and squeezing the olive onto your skin is also potter.
The skin of who?
Your skin. You're using it to anoint yourself, whatever. Sochet v'nasal tochyara, but if you squeeze it out, and you create a little well in your hand, a little cup, you cup your hand, and you have a well of oil, then that's like a little miniature Beis Chabad, so to speak, and therefore that will create a kiyuv. That's chayiv. I'm a kapei l'tav shel poter, v'lakadera chayiv. If a person skims off wine in cooked food, you're exempt. V'lakadera, but if it's in a pot and you pour in wine that had not been skimmed off in the press, of course, if you skim it in the press, that itself was enough to be considered gemar melacha. So if you didn't do that in the press and you poured that unskimmed wine into a pot and you skim off the top of the pot, then you have again a miniature cistern, so to speak. And that's the difference between tavshel and kadera. And it says, neshu hu kabor cotton. It's like a small cistern. The commission itself says the reason. All right, any questions? All right. I think there was a Rambam here I wanted to mention to you.
Therefore, since it's like a cistern, that's considered Gemar Melacha, because it's a cistern is where we preserve, where we store things.
Yeah. Now, there's a certain footnote here which I thought was pretty interesting, and that's footnote 9. So we said that the Mishnah above in 1:4, chapter 1, Halakha 4, or 7a, as the page goes, that oil is processed when it descends into the trough. According to this explanation, collecting the oil in one's hands serves only to create a gemar melacha, okay, for the oil. So you're referring to what was brought into the house or one of the other six things to establish as a tevel, okay? Because just having gemar melacha would not be enough to disqualify you from being able to eat a derech arai. That's why he's saying there has to be another process, okay?
Like going into the house,
like cooking it or whatever, some one of the other six things. Rambam Hilchos Maaser says a different pshat, though. This is very critical. He understands that even collecting oil in one's hands does not create gemar melacha. The Mishnah teaches that although the oil is unprocessed, one cannot consume the oil collected in his hand without tithing it, because consuming it in this fashion is not called derech arai. This is already called a kviyas. So Rambam is geshmak, because come on, wait, kidding me? This is a little mini sister. That doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, I have a difficulty with this shot. But the Rambam, I felt more geshmak, because he's saying this is already an achila hashuva. If you've already collected a whole bunch in your hand, that's not called derech arai. So that's his pshat. Okay. Hakayvish Hashem Kamaleach. What's the Gemara? Let me the Gemara. Our Tovel. So we're just going to have different. These are examples of subcategories of what we've mentioned. So our is a subcategory of cooking. So cooking over a fire. Now we have to address whether what you said is true or not. Is it Roy Lachilo or not? Did we talk about it in the first parak? We'll have to look into it. I don't have the answer right now. Okay. Or tovel. So fire makes a tevel. Mekach tovel and purchase makes a tevel. Melach tovel, salting it, makes a tevel. Truma tovela, separating truma makes a tevel. Shabbos tovelas, right? And a chatzar beis hashmirah tovelas, a guarded chatzar as well. This is one of the headquarters for the six, right? We have six here.
Yes.
One, two,
yes.
Three, four, five, six. Yep. This will be the headquarters. Okay. Damar biyarkana mekach shabbos v'chatzar einon tayra. That purchasing in Shabbos and the Chatzar is not a Torah. It means it's only rabbinic law. Now we turn to Lama Beis on Beis, but Rish Lakish disagrees. Rabbi B'Shem Shimon Lakish Hamachur B'Kulon Zuchatzar Beis Hashmira. That the one that's absolutely clear is the Chatzar, meaning it's the most obvious, most clear one that it causes it to become Tevel, and that essentially means that he is chaylik on Rabbi Yochanan, who says the chatzar is the rabbanon. He holds no chatzar is a din d'or rice.
Because that is the most clear. In what way?
It's clearer that it is ready to eat a real meal of it.
To my chatzar unless I was done doing the work on it. It shows gemar melacha.
Yeah. I guess that's the way we could put it. We had the Gemara earlier. Maybe we said the pshat earlier a little better. Let's see. We got Goran Peng Moshe. Let's see over here. Nothing here that's adding into it. Yep. I don't have anything to add right now. Okay. Hakayvesh. So now, as far as someone who pickles something, the Gemara is going to ask a question. Is the produce permitted ad sheyikvosh kol tzarcho until he pickles as much as he needs? Or does each vegetable become tevel as it is pickled? Right? In other words, if I'm pickling a barrel of cucumbers, so as soon as I pickle the first cucumber, does it become tevel? Or do I have to put all the cucumbers into the barrel, and then once I'm done with my whole load, so to speak, of pickling?
By finishing the process of some of them, does it complete the process for all of them?
No. We're being more precise than that. We're doing that. That's a different way of asking the question. That's not what we're asking. We're asking is as soon as you pickle one cucumber, is that going to be kaveh?
That's what the Hebrew explains it.
No.
That's
what does the Hebrew say?
He says in the process of the pickling, meaning if it takes 3 days for it to get pickled, if you wait, after the first day where it's not pickled yet, is that nechshav or not?
Correct. That's the variance. Yeah.
That's
what he just said is the variant. There's two pshatim in called tzarchan. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I was going to ask
you
about that.
Yeah, tzarchan, called tzarchan can mean all that you need, your needs, which is the whole barrel, or it's called tzarcho pickle.
The
pickle, half sour.
Half sour pickle.
Half sour, as far as I'm concerned, half sour is it's done.
Tzarcho.
I like that. Delicious.
It's not
the
preference. It's
the
process.
The faithful price.
Whatever it is. Okay, so it's a question of the process. That's what he says from the first shot I told you is Marafoldo, and the second shot that Dov mentioned is Pei Moshe, Rash Sirila, Gura, and Sefer Nir. So he has more Mepharshim on his side. Okay.
Oh, so he says the Shlika is not a riot because it's not dawn. Right, it's only cooked a little bit. So you would think, you would say, oh, if shlika, then also the pickling. He's saying, no, you can't bring raya because that's what he wants to do. He only wants to cook it a little bit. But here he wants to pickle it.
These are both questions, one after the other. Here, let's look in the Gemara now. Hakayv ashashayich bosh kol tzarcho, as much as he needs or as much as the pickle needs. Hasholek, similarly, if someone undercooks, actually, Yishlok called Sarko until he undercooks as much as he needs. Now, according to the other pshat, what would be the pshat? Not as much as he needs, but it would be as much as the food needs to be undercooked. And I don't, it doesn't make much sense, the second question, according to your pshat. Do you understand that question?
Number two.
Is it the beginning of the process? Whatever it takes. If it takes 5 minutes, the first minute that you start the shlika, is it gemar melacha already? Or you have to wait until
So if that's the case, then really I would venture to say then, is the Gemara asking the Shaila that we started off with of whether it needs to be Roy Lachila or not? And the Gemara is asking, is it called Tzarcho, meaning does it need to be Roy Lachila, like Michael and Jusoi, or maybe just the beginning of the cooking is enough to be create a Kvias, even though it's not Roy, hasn't reached Michael and Jusoi. Would that be another way to say it? Maybe. Could be. Anyway, the Gemara answers, Yishrinim and Hadar, we see the answer to this question from Ahava Yishibolin Bo'or. It says, if you toast ears of grain in a fire. Now, he says in the bottom, in 4, he says that it's normal to toast a few ears at a time. Okay? And then you eat those, and then you toast some more if you're still hungry or something like that. So the Bryce is telling me that each small amount that is toasted is considered tevel at that point. Okay, so Hamhav Shmuel or Nitbalu, so that you
can't. Only that bunch.
That bunch, of course, that bunch, yeah. Below Kach, Enam Sarm Lachai Dehor. Now, without the toasting, that's the only process that's missing. Okay, nevertheless, each small amount that is toasted is considered processed and rendered tevel. So it's apparent that not all the produce needs to be cooked to be rendered tevel. That's the right, okay? So we're saying, so this shot, the way I just read it, it makes sense if you learn it like Marafolda. So the question was, you need kol tzarcho. We're bringing a raya from the, the ears of grain. Bring a raya, you don't need everything that you need. All you need is a little bit at a time. And as soon as you finish that little bit, it becomes tevel. So you see, just the first cucumber is also tevel, right? That would be Marafolda. Now, if you don't look like Marafolda, how is it? What's the fearice then? Let's fearice the raya then. So the question was, do you have to do kol tzarcho?
Right.
And the answer.
This is only the tevel.
And this is just. This is just what he called. This is just a little bit of singeing and toasting it. It's not really It's the beginning. It's not a full process, and therefore the raya is.
Right.
You see a chayav already, or just at the start of the process.
Yep.
So that'll be the two ways to learn it. And the Gemara rejects it. Shan Yehitrin, that's different. Shehu Gemara Malachto. Each ear is toasted. It's considered culmination. It's unlike cooking or pickling, in which a large amount is generally cooked at the same time. The price regarding toasting can therefore not be used to answer the question. Okay. All right. Vaida Omrada, and that's a strange word, Vaida. And where was this said? Right? That some types of produce are small amounts and some require larger amounts. And that this they end with this raya. Makata Shibolim, if you pluck ears of grain to make them kernels, lasim leaves to make them kernels, lachlan klayas, and to eat them toasted, nitbalumiyad, they become tevel immediately upon being toasted. Lasais and Esau, but if you're plucking ears of grain in order to create a dough, then lo nitbalu, it won't be tevel until you have everything you need for preparing your dough. So you see your target end product is going to determine whether a small amount or a large amount is necessary to create this tevel.
Because we're looking to define Gemar Malacha.
So right.
Gemar Malacha is when whatever we're doing is done.
Yeah, but that was the kasha. The Gemara's kasha, though, in the beginning was, is it enough for one item to have Gemar Malacha to be caused that one small item to be considered already tevel? The Gemara's approach here clearly is, it really depends on what your end goal was, yeah. So the Braisa teaches us that with regard to toasting, which is generally done in small amounts, each ear becomes tevel upon being toasted. With regard to preparing a dough, however, which is done in large amounts, none of the ears become tevel until they are all prepared for the dough. Thus we see there's a difference between processing that's generally done in small amounts and in large amounts. And that is the end of Lamed Beis. Mm-hmm. Okay, sir.
Oh,
Tzvi,
yeah.
Have a good evening.